Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. We've been looking at the idea of righteousness this week because Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after it, for they will be fulfilled or satisfied." We looked at what that means, that it's pursuing God's way of life, God's kingdom, legally, morally, and socially. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are those who desire not just the way things are, never say enough is enough, I've had my spiritual fill, but rather people who are always desiring the whole thing and never satisfied with just part, even if it feels good and full. There was a place I used to go called the Pie Shack in Toronto, and it was a restaurant that served pie. And I loved the sign outside that said their slogan, "Keep your fork, dude, there's pie." It's a great symbol of what a shame it is to ever feel that you're full before you've had the entire meal. It's such a shame to say, you know what, I'm completely full and I'm going to miss the best part. Well, spiritually, we can never say we are full. There's always more, always better still to come. It's called God's kingdom, and it's still in development, we could say. To say we're full or done, to say we're happy with the way things are, is to miss what God is truly doing in our world, because God isn't happy with our world as it is. We still live in a broken world where there are those who hunger, where there are those who are poor, where there are those who are meek and they're trampled on. Those are just the topics we've looked at so far. There are many more things in our world that are simply broken, and God's not happy with that. God wants us to approach those issues in our world like they're our hunger, like they gnaw at us, like they nag at us, like a hungry person can never forget that they are hungry. Now, there's always a reversal in these Beatitudes, something unexpected. And here, it's the idea that those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will actually be satisfied. It seems a little strange when you think about it. Those who hunger are actually going to be filled. It's a strange thing, but it's what God says He desires in our world, where God's kingdom is not just a future reality that happens someday somewhere else, but rather God's kingdom is something we can practice and experience here and now, today, as God grows it. We can be satisfied. Even while we continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, we can hunger and thirst for the fullness of God's kingdom. Even though it's not here yet, we can feel that spiritual fullness as we hunger and thirst for more. We can feel that fullness even when we know there is still pie to come. So keep your fork. There are others who may think they've spiritually done it all, that they are the spiritually full. And Jesus is basically saying that they're the ones who are going to miss out on being satisfied, on being full, because they think they're full when they aren't really. It's like people who diet and eat celery. It can fill their stomach and give them a feeling of fullness, but it actually doesn't have any nutrition to it. There's no value in eating it other than feeling full. And Jesus is saying those who think they are spiritually full are filling up on spiritual celery. There is still pie to come. So my question for you to consider today has to do with that unrighteousness, that spiritual fullness that's actually emptiness, being full of spiritual celery. Why does that still lead to dissatisfaction? Why does thinking you are spiritually full actually mean you will be spiritually dissatisfied in God's kingdom? That's going to be a challenging one to wrestle with, and so I'd encourage you not to do it alone, but grab somebody else in your life who might explore these daily challenges with you and have a good discussion with them. I'll see you tomorrow.